your money now at hotmail.com. And now something you never get for free is legal advice. And joining us on the show is Samuel Michaels from SM Legal Professional Corporation, back for another show. He was also here from our very first show, and I want to welcome you and thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me back, guys.
So tell us what you do, first of all, at SM Legal Professional Corporation. And we did get also some information. So people were writing in, and so I've got questions for you from people. So we'll get to that after. But what is SM Legal Professional Corporation?
Trial by fire.
There you go.
Yeah, so the practice, you know, most of my stuff is small, medium-sized businesses, everything incorporation, structuring, contracts, helping them deal with their employees, helping them grow, scale. A lot of that involves when they're bringing on shareholders or they want to bring in an investor and they need to do different things with the company. So that's most of my stuff. And then I also have a bit of employment work that I do. It's either help some employers when they have compliance issues, they have problems. I help some employees to, you know, sue some employers that they were fired from. And then to wrap it up, I have a bit of wills and estates. So I do a little will drafting as well.
I do want to get to the first question about that somebody did write in. Sorry. And they actually asked, everyone always, or a lot of people, start off their business as a sole proprietorship. So the next step, a lot of people ask, and what is the difference between that and a corporation? And should you get incorporated? And is there a difference between doing it provincially versus federally?
All right, let's run through all of it.
I don't know if it's different questions I should get to.
No, it's okay. We'll get to it. So sole proprietor is, you know, when you're a sole proprietor, it's the same as it's you, right? You're out doing the business, you're doing the job, everything, the taxes are you. If there's a liability problem, it's on you. The corporation is this this fiction of a separate legal person, right? You have the corporation is the legal person that does the business, and you're one of maybe a few people who are involved in the corporation. So that's really, you know, the distinction between the two. In terms of when to incorporate, there's an accounting side, right? If you're over 30, 40,000 of income, you're usually probably going to be at a point where you can do a little better on a tax side from incorporation versus sole proprietor. And then there's also a legal, if you're in a high risk business in terms of, let's say you're doing food production or you're catering or something like that, you may want, for the liability protection, to separate yourself out by having the corporation. And then what was the other? Federal versus
provincial.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was a difference, but I'm sure there is.
So it's a bit of a, I mean, a really practical answer, there's a bit of a cost difference, right? Federal is 200, provincial is 350. Mm-hmm. So a little cheaper to do federal, but they get you on the back end because you have to pay every year $20 a year for the federal. Okay. But you don't have to pay to renew your Ontario. Anyway, the government, they always get you.
I'm just wondering what the advantage is.
I tell people, like, if you have something that's going to be national, you're going to have a few stores, you know, on day one, I'm going to be in a bunch of locations, federal. Otherwise, provincial. You know, unless you absolutely know you're going to be national, I think keeping things simple is always the best.
Sean, one of the things that I've discovered is and this is through years of experience, that good friends don't always make good partners, and that everything should be in writing, shouldn't it? Everything should be in writing so that you know exactly where you stand.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I've had people come to me, and actually just a couple of days ago, I was talking with a founder, and they were like, I don't want to do a whole shareholders agreement. I don't want to spend, you know, $5,000 in legal fees if I don't know if this business is going to work out. I told them, I'm like, look, even if you don't hire me, take out a napkin, write down a bullet point list, have everyone sign it. Because it's always better, even if there's just like a basic agreement, it's a lot easier, as I'm sure you know from your experience, better than nothing, right? It's better to have
something versus having nothing. Does a napkin actually work in court?
It can. Like, you know, between a signed contract or a napkin, you probably want the contract. But between,
I'll tell you, between the napkin
and nothing, I'd rather have, it could be in emails, right? That's the usual way we see it, like an email back and forth from the founders. But that's still better than just, you know, I remember it this way and the other guy saying, no, I remember it that way. So, yeah, it helps.
So we should talk a little bit about employment law, of course. When you hire your very first employee or when you're trying to fire someone, tell us about the legal end of that sort of part of the business.
Yeah, it can get messy. When you're hiring, I think having an employment agreement is very important, right? Having those documents in place, even if it's just like a two, three page agreement for your server, your receptionist, whatever it is, I think it's good to have. And then when you're firing, you know, the biggest thing is just make sure that there's warnings first, right? If you're not liking the experience with an employee, you can't just pull the trigger and nothing come back to you, right? It's going to come back to haunt you. So be fair with your employees, give them the three strikes and you're out system and you'll be okay.
Okay. So how much should a business lawyer charge? I love that question. So maybe we were brainstorming with questions. And of course, that's a question that you said you could answer. So how much should a business lawyer charge?
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot in the legal industry. The big buzzword is flat fees and limited retainer. So what that means is, you know, lawyers are moving away from charging on an hourly basis. And I think business law is very good for that. You're not going into a negotiation or court where you don't know how long it's going to be, right? If you have a contract, you know exactly, how long it's going to take you to write. So it's very easy in terms of charging. You can say, okay, you know, employment agreement takes me an hour. My hourly is $250, so I'm going to charge this client, $250 for the contract. I think if your lawyer for business work is, they're telling you I'm going by the hour and I can't give you an estimate, maybe you should raise an eyebrow because most of the stuff is fairly standard in terms of the time commitment.
All right, we got a minute left in this segment, so we want to get to how do people get in touch with you and what's the first steps when they're dealing with you when it comes to SM Legal.
Yeah, absolutely. So people can reach me by email, sam@smlegal.ca, or you can call me on my cell, 647-409-8907. I like having my personal number for everyone. They can just reach me.
Yeah.
Just makes life easy. And, in terms of when you're calling me and getting started, the way I like to do things is either, have a quick call or the person, if let's say it's a contract review or something, they'll send me by email, this is what I need. I'll get back to them with my quote, and then we go from there.
And just run down, because we have a few more seconds, just maybe your top two things that you deal with, they can call you for.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is definitely contracts, right? Any contract review, you need something done, shareholders agreement, all that good stuff. And incorporation, structuring, growing the corporation,
all
that.
What about divorces? Do you deal in them too?
I have some good friends I'll send them to you.
I want to mention who's
going to
be on next week's show before we run out of time. Tibor Shanto will be here again and Nadine Crawford, who talks about healthy alternatives, healthy options. And so I want to just thank everybody for listening for another very busy show for Enterprise Small Biz Radio. I want to thank all the people involved with the show and for getting this on the air, including Greg Golds, Kelly Robotham, Paul Stringer, Sebastian Hearn in the other room, and Valerie Massey always handling things on our website. Thanks to our guests. Valerie Dubai was here. Sean Stevens from Tree Frog. Samuel Michaels from SM Legal Professional Corporation. We had Ben Stewart from CPS and Entrepreneur University. So until next week, we want to thank you for listening to the show here on Zoomer Radio.
7:40 a.m.
All right. So thanks very much, everybody. And send everything to businessradio@hotmail.com. Bye for now.